From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump indicates a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict may not be the only way to peace. He made his remark Wednesday during a joint White House news conference alongside Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
So I'm looking at two-state and one-state, and I like the one that both parties like.
Mr. Trump said he could live with either one. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas responded, saying he's committed to the two-state solution, an end to Israeli occupation, and creation of a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishbeck expressed surprise at this apparent change in longstanding U.S. policy.
There's a global consensus that this is the only way to go. There is a global consensus backed by countless UN resolutions that this is the way forward. Settlements are illegal. There should be a full withdrawal to the 1967 borders.
He said what's been lacking to achieve a two-state solution is pressure from the U.S. Mr. Netanyahu said two obstacles to peace remain.
First, the Palestinians must recognize the Jewish state. They have to stop calling for Israel's destruction. They have to stop educating their people for Israel's destruction.
The second, he said, is that Israel must retain security control over land east of the Jordan River to prevent creation of what he called another radical Islamist terrorist state. The Burundian government reportedly indicates it will not take part in peace talks scheduled to resume Thursday in Tanzania, but government statements cited irregularities in the organization of the talks. The country's political crisis began when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intention to seek a third term in 2015. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis sought Wednesday to ease concerns of the transatlantic NATO alliance about America's commitment to European security. Speaking in Brussels, he told his defense colleagues the alliance is central to the relationship between Washington and its allies.
The alliance remains a fundamental bedrock for the United States and for all the transatlantic community, bonded as we are together. As President Trump has stated, he has strong support for NATO.
But he also called on his NATO colleagues to honor past military spending pledges. At his joint news conference with Israel's leader, Mr. Trump also defended his former national security adviser, Michael Flynn, who resigned Monday, saying the retired general was the victim of illegal leaks from the country's intelligence community in his conversations with Russia's ambassador to Washington.
I think it's really a sad thing that he was treated so badly. I think in addition to that, from intelligence, papers are being leaked, things are being leaked. It's criminal action, criminal act. And it's been going on for a long time before me.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer says Flynn had misled Vice President Mike Pence and other officials, telling them that he had not spoken with the Russian diplomat about sanctions imposed on Moscow when U.S. intercepts of the conversation showed he had done so. In Pakistan, a suicide bomber attacked a van carrying judges in the northwest city Peshawar, killing the driver, wounding the passengers. Another suicide attack killed five in Momond Agency north of Peshawar. The Pakistan Taliban claimed it was behind the first attack, while its faction, Jamaat-ur-Ahrar, claimed responsibility for the second. Media reports say Malaysian authorities have arrested a second woman in the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The first suspect apprehended Wednesday was to appear in a Kuala Lumpur court. Police continue hunting for more suspects in the case of the death of Kim Jong-nam, who may have been the target of North Korean agents. The arrest comes as North Koreans observe the 75th birthday of the late leader Kim Jong-il. Two senior-level officials of the Trump administration will travel to Mexico next week for talks with officials about what the Mexican Foreign Ministry called an effort to promote respectful and closer ties. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary James Kelly will visit amid tensions about construction of a border wall to stem flow of illegal immigrants and illicit drugs, and renegotiating NAFTA, the free trade agreement. Wall Street continues to move up into record territory, helped by encouraging economic news. U.S. retail sales rose more than expected in January, while consumer prices recorded their biggest gain in nearly 4 years. Investors are also buoyed by the prospect of a corporate tax cut under President Trump. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.